weather out there. Beautiful day across Saskatchewan. 30 daytime highs, Regina, Saskatoon. Warmer temperatures in the southern part of the province. Just around for a couple of days, though. And then cooler temperatures as we head towards the weekend. Might even see some shower activity. So, you have to get an MRI. Do you wait for your turn here in Saskatchewan at one of the MRIs that we have in the province? Do you go to Alberta to a private clinic over there, pay, and hope for some kind of reimbursement, maybe your insurance, or maybe you've got a health spending plan through your work? Or do you go south of the border? People always look for options when they want answers quickly. MRI machines, interesting numbers from around the world. MRI machines per million people. So Canada has 11 for every million people. For every, pardon me, 11. I'll get that right. They have 11 MRI machines in Canada for every 11 million people. Okay. Have I got that now? MRI machines cost about 3 million Canadian. We have got a total of about 432 MRI machines for the entire nation right now. So with that, we thought we'd spend some time chatting with Aaron Waxman. Aaron is a partner and director of business development with CanMax Medical Imaging. He's a Canadian guy, but he's got an MRI clinic across the border in Buffalo, New York, and he joins us now to talk about our options. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good, thanks, Brent. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, so what? How did your business model come to be a Canadian guy from Ontario, and you decide you're going to help provide more MRIs, but you go south of the border?
The licensing requirements in Canada required us to get licenses from the province. And in the U.S., we had radiology partners that were already operating a number of facilities, and our team was actually started off by outsourcing to Canada the call center and some of the billing business, so a lot of the front end. Mm-hmm. And then we started to get a lot of inquiries and just hearing in the market the extreme backlog and wait times for MRIs in Canada. So we really started to focus on trying to focus on Canadian healthcare and Canadian health outcomes and try to take pressure off the Canadian healthcare system with those that were willing to pay for expedited service to open up. And we actually opened up another facility and bought an additional MRI machine specifically to service Canadians. So it's been very successful. It's grown very quickly. I think it's benefiting everybody because we're employing a lot of Canadians to support this U.S. business now. But we're also helping Canadians get their healthcare outcomes and get answers a lot quicker.
And of course, where you're located, Buffalo, you know, you're closer to a biggest chunk of Canada's population, probably certainly within driving distance or certainly short flying distance as well. So I'm guessing, as you say, you've got one of your MRIs that you've dedicated to Canadian patients. Am I right on that?
That's correct. I mean, we're using more than one. We have five MRI machines now, and we're purchasing a sixth. But there's more and more Canadians, so pretty much all of our machines, we have different machines. So we have an open machine for claustrophobic patients, so we have that specialization. Pretty much Canadians are on every one of our machines, but we did buy one machine specifically for Canadians so that we had a lot more freedom to book the Canadians at their leisure, and we prioritize our Canadian patients.
So is it really a matter of just ease of getting the approval to install an MRI that made you go to the States? The whole process sounds like it just seems to be a whole lot easier for you to do than as opposed to here in Canada.
Yeah, it was easier. So we actually applied for some licenses in Canada. We haven't, in Ontario specifically, we haven't received any yet. We're still looking at options for expansion into Ontario, Alberta, and British Columbia right now. But really, it's very easy to operate in the States. We have a great team of radiologists that we're confident in. We have great equipment. And like you said, the most dense demographics of Canada are southwestern Ontario and the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area. And we're within an hour and a half drive of 10 million people. So that really allows the business model to work, and for our quality of care and you know, our quick booking and quick turnaround with our reporting, it's really an easy decision for a lot of Ontarians. Anyway, we do get a number of patients from the eastern provinces right now, and I think we've seen a few from Manitoba. I don't think we've seen any from Saskatchewan yet, so maybe one of your listeners wants to be the first. But we do get quite a few from the eastern provinces, and you know, a couple from Manitoba. But 90% plus of our patients are from driving distance.
So what's your wait list like? The situation for so many patients here in Canada, no matter where you go, if you rely on our medical system, odds are you're going to wait, depending on, I guess, what your prognosis is. They might be able to bump you up a bit. I'm betting you probably are far superior as far as the timeline to get people in.
Yeah, so and that's why we just bought another machine. We try to keep our wait times under 2 days. So, I can't think of a patient that's waited more than 2 or 3 days. Like they book and they're in, unless they want to book a week or 2 weeks out. But we turn people around quickly. Our radiologists make sure to get the reads done. Typically, they're booked in the next day and they get the report back the day following that. And, you know, they're months and months ahead of the schedule they'd be on in the Canadian healthcare system.
Yeah, yeah. About $3 million the cost of one of these machines?
It depends on the machine, and a big part of the cost is what they call siting the magnet. So it's getting that magnet in and setting up the room. But the machine itself, probably closer to $2 million, even for a high-end machine. Like we use three Teslas. That's the newer equipment that we use typically. The higher-end machines are, I'd say, closer to $2 million, but by the time you're done installing it and getting it set up, you're between $2.5 million and $3 million.
Yeah. And then what does it cost? If I'm a Canadian, I say I want to make use of your MRI in Buffalo, I make the trip there, what kind of a cost am I looking at?
Yeah, we charge in Canadian dollars for our Canadian patients. There's no exchange. So it's $700 Canadian for an MRI. We have other services. We have CTs and PET CTs. It depends. Some studies with contrast might be $50 more, but generally, for most of our MRI studies, they're $700 Canadian.
Interesting. And you're busy, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah, we're very busy. I mean, that's why we bought another machine. When people are waiting, whether it's 2 months or 6 months for a lot of people in the province, when they're waiting and they're having trouble, you know, even an orthopedic issue, which is on the lower end of the priority scale, they're having trouble walking or playing sports or playing with their kids or their grandkids, and they got to wait 6 months to find out what's going on. I mean, people spend $700 on their pet or on their car, so to spend it on themselves for, you know, their quality of life, I think it's pretty affordable.
Oh, absolutely right. That's funny you talk like that, though. Human nature, eh? The stuff that we see as a priority and want to spend our money on. And for most people, I'm guessing what they do, they come, they make a cash payment to you for that, and then depending on their situation, I don't know if any provincial medical plan would reimburse them, but a lot of people would have a benefits plan, maybe, or a health spending account through their employer, that is, they might be able to get reimbursed for that.
Yeah, it would depend on the benefits program. Certainly the provincial plans won't reimburse for that. It's considered private health care at that point. So, I mean, it's generally these parties are you know, out of pocket. But we are expanding, and we will be opening up private services in Canada as well. So where people, you know, will be able to pay, and then, you know, it would likely could be handled by their corporation or corporate insurance or benefits.
Interesting. Aaron, I appreciate your time. Hey, before you go, I got a question for you. Totally off topic. Aaron Waxman, are you any relation to Al Waxman, the late Al Waxman?
I think loosely, maybe. So my grandfather and Al were actually very close. My grandfather, it's kind of come full circle, was chairman of the board for the Hamilton Civic Hospitals here where we live. So we've kind of always had a family finger into healthcare. But Al Waxman is, I don't believe there's a blood relation, even though they seem to claim there was. I don't think there's a blood relation, but there's certainly a connection between our families.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Aaron, thanks so much for your time and continued success in the future.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Aaron Waxman, the company that he has, CanMax Medical Imaging, as you were saying, they've got these clinics now just across the line in upstate New York, where they are serving Canadians who are coming there for an MRI, and he plans to expand further. But of course, Al Waxman, you know, we're all, for those of us of that generation, you remember Al Waxman.
When he walks down the street, he smiles at everyone that he meets, calls him King of Kensington.
How you doing?
Of course. Kensington. You remember that show? What, 1975 to 1980? CBC? I don't know if you can find it. You know, there's all these streaming channels nowadays. I went looking for King of Kensington, and I didn't find it out there. But yeah, the late Al Waxman. Maybe a distant relation, he was saying. Brent Laux with you. Evan Bray Show continues on CJME and CKOM. Good morning, Saskatchewan. Hope your Wednesday's going so far so good. You know, the talk of MRIs with the fellow from down east got me thinking about the project in Estevan. You may recall a few years ago, a family had made a contribution of $2 million in Estevan in memory of a family member who had passed. And there was all this excitement at that time that, gee, $2 million and Estevan would be able to have an MRI. But then there was pushback from the province. And I recall initially the province basically said they weren't interested. But things changed, and we are so close now to getting that MRI in and operational at St. Joseph's Hospital in Estevan. The last numbers I saw, and these are from a few weeks back, they were really close to their goal of $6.5 million, because part of the deal was the MRI going in had to be paid for by local donations, and they're close. So once that's all done, then the planning and everything's all in place, and optimistically, by this time next year, that MRI in Estevan St. Joseph's Hospital will be operational. Job well done on the part of the folks in and around Estevan with the hospital, their foundation, and just community-minded people who say, you know, this is going to be a whole lot better for our citizens and those in the surrounding communities than having to drive, what, 2.5 hours or so to Regina to get an MRI. Something else I wanted to make mention of here. You may recall the story, was it a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, where members of the Saskatchewan NDP came out saying the government should get rid of mandatory inspections for used vehicles that are bought outside the province. I was really surprised. Just social media, take it for what it is. But when this story came out, I was surprised the number of people that were saying, are you kidding me? This is a dumb idea. What in the world is the NDP thinking about by saying this is something we should be moving ahead with? The NDP had said the policy was outdated, it was expensive, and it was unnecessary obstacle to interprovincial trade. And of course, all this talk about interprovincial trade, I get it. However, the story, there's a lot more to it. And I haven't seen anybody with the NDP saying, oops, this was a bad idea, we're backtracking. But I'll tell you, tomorrow morning, we're going to be joined by one of the people from SGI, Matt Britton. Matt is the Senior Director of Vehicle Programs. He's going to talk about the reasoning behind having these out-of-province car inspections. And he's also going to be telling us, I'm sure, that in a lot of other provinces, it's even more intense than what you go through here in Saskatchewan. But the numbers he was telling me, we'll share this tomorrow when Matt Britton from SGI is on the program. But I was honestly quite surprised when I heard how many vehicles, used vehicles, come into Saskatchewan every year. Of course, a lot of it is dealers that bring them in from auctions and that sort of thing. But there's a lot of cars and trucks that come into Saskatchewan. People want to license them here, and so they have to go through these inspections. So, yes, it'll be an interesting conversation tomorrow with Matt Britton from SGI talking about that. We're 5 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Get your brain in gear, because you know what happens Wednesday mornings at 11, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener for Little Town Apparel. Your chance for fame and acclaim to prove to everyone just how smart you are. We get ready to take your calls after 11 o'clock here. If you haven't made note of that number, it's the same as our text line, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. I was looking at some of the wildfire numbers that have come in here today. Isn't it funny how these things, you know, ebb and flow? If you don't pay attention to it on a daily basis, I recall, you know, we had the rain of a couple of weeks ago in so many of the areas in the north and the northeast that gave everybody a sigh of relief, and it saved a lot of properties up that way. And at one point, I think we had a daily fire count a couple of weeks ago. Was it about 12 or so? Well, they're back up. We have 64 active wildfires in the province as of this morning. 19 of those are considered to be uncontained. And so far this season, they're telling us that Saskatchewan has seen 327 wildfires, well ahead of the five-year average of 185. Actually, I had a listener earlier when we had our professor on who was talking about research she was doing relating to mental health issues, the impact on people's mental health that are affected by the wildfires. People that are close to the fires, losing property, the threat against their life. I get that. You can understand where people would have mental health issues. But I had a fellow text me in and he says, the reason there's all of this hype about climate change now is because you guys in the media call them wildfires. That wasn't our call. We didn't make that up. That's the government agencies. You know, I guess there was a day where they called them forest fires or whatever, or bushfires, but now the official term is wildfires. They're going to burn no matter what. And whatever the cause is, I know earlier this year they said they didn't find much in Saskatchewan as far as human causes, but there were certainly things going on to ignite a lot of those fires. We hadn't had a whole lot of thunderstorm activity up to that point. Now we get into July, we'll start to see probably more thunderstorms and potentially those wildfires numbers may be on the rise. We shall see. News coming up here in just a moment, and then we get it going with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, The Evan Bray Show on CJME and CKOM.